The Gemara Menachos in Daf Samach Vav discusses the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer and suggests that perhaps we should offer the Minchas HaOmer and then begin counting. That would mean that the Sfira begins Bayom. The Gemara says this cannot be. After all, the Torah tells us that Yimei HaSfira of Tmimos Tihyana, and therefore it has to be that which is holistic. In such a case, you have to begin counting B'tchilas HaYom, meaning Balayla. So somewhat unusual. Even though the Torah says Miyom HaBiyachem, you don't require the actual offering of the Minchas HaOmer, but you start counting from the night before. The Gemara uses the concept of Tmios to teach us that you count Balayla as opposed to Yom. Tosus writes a further Chiddush, Samach Vav Amar Aleph, that one should count B'tchilas HaLayla, not merely at night, but the entire day should be Safur. And the longer that you wait, that means that part of that Yom is not included in the count. And Tosus writes, Sistani Chiddush, that the sheet of the Balayat Tosus, that Sfir Samar Bizman HaZeh, is only a din Drabanan. In fact, there are three sheetas that you find in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim maintain the Rambam sheeta that Sfir Samar Bizman HaZeh is a din Daraisa. The sheet of the Balayat Tosus, the sheet of Balamor, the Mochamo is only a din Drabanan. Rabbeinu Yerucham in Hey Dalit has an amazing split, and that is the difference between counting days as opposed to counting nights. Rabbi Yerucham writes a stunning chiddush that when you look in the psukim, the Torah links the counting of the weeks with the Minchas HaOmer, but not the counting days. After all, Miyom HaBiyachem is Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tihyana. The Torah then tells you independently Tisfru Chamishim Yom, and the sheet of Rabbi Yerucham is something which is striking, that Bizman HaZeh, counting days is a din daraisa, counting weeks is only a zeichel hamikdash. Rabbi Yerucham even goes a step further. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, they used to recite two brachos on Sfiras HaOmer, one on counting days, one on counting weeks. Our bracha is only on counting days because you recite the bracha on a mitzvah. You don't recite a bracha on a zeichel hamikdash. And there Rabbi Yerucham writes that our sphere is only a bracha on days, not that on weeks. And therefore, Bizman HaZeh, only a single bracha is recited. Stunning chidushim of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Tosus Hashita's sphere entirely is only a din Rabbanan, and therefore Tosus writes the following. When is the ideal time to count? You know, in life, certainly when it comes to sphere, every chumra is a kula. You're going to wait until counting. That means that part of the night is passing without being included in the sphere. So Tosus writes, Tmimos dictates you should count B'tchilas HaLayla. And Tosus writes, Sfir is only a din drabanan. And already Ben Ashmashu says, Safek Yom Safek Laila, that would allow you to go in to count. And therefore Tosus writes, not only the allowance, but perhaps even a preference to count as early as possible, even in Ben Ashmashu, in order to see to it that the entire Laila is included in the count. The Mechaber writes, until Peites, we wait until Tzeisach HaChavim to count, but that indeed is the Shita of Tosus. So the Gemara writes that Tmimos means you count during the night as opposed to counting during the day. Tosus continues and writes even to count B'tchilas HaLayla as well. And then Tosus quotes the great Chiddush of Halachos Gadolos, a further detail of Tmimos. And that is the following. What happens if indeed a day is missed? How does that impact on the Sfira? So the Bahag writes the following. Tmimos means a continuous count. And therefore, if you miss a day, one can no longer continue to count. The Shita of Halachos Gadolos. Well, Tosus says, no, v'lo yitachin, that cannot be. Tosus says there's independence to the counting of each and every day. And we assume l'halacha that yes, Rov Rishonim maintain, you miss a day, you continue to count. But since indeed a machlokes, the Balei Tosus, Halachos Gadolos, and you're dealing with the Safek Bracha, so Safek Brachos, l'hakel, and in such an instance, you miss a day, continue to count. According to Rov Rishonim, you'll fulfill the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, a mitzvah daraisa, but do so without a bracha. What exactly is the basis of the shita of Halachos Gadolos? Once you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count. If you look in the Rush, if you look in Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shinvav, they write as follows. How does one understand the relationship between one day of Sfira and the next? Should I argue that each day is independent mitzvah, and therefore one day does not impact on the other? Or should I argue, stunning, the Shita of Halachos Gadolos, that no, that there is a single mitzvah to go ahead and to bridge the gap between Pesach and Shavuos? I had mentioned yesterday that Ramban in Parshas Amor, that Pesach are the first days of Yantiv, Shavuos are the last days of Yantiv. Vayamim hasrim ben time hemikol chalosh ha-moed. And therefore, the Ramban writes, you know, you have to create the hemshich. You have to bridge a gap between Pesach and Shavuos and Hashkafol, of course, that Yetzias Mitzrayim Cheirus is only meaningful, not as an end, but only as a means to Kabbalah Satorah. You have to channel the Cheirus, and now, of course, you begin counting. The Ramban writes the following, that Chazal always referred to the Yantif of Shavuos as Atzeres. That's somewhat unusual. Why is that called Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres, the last day of Sukkot, that's a closing. In what sense is a single day of Yantif considered to be closure? Closure to what? Ramban writes, to the Yantif of Pesach. The Yantif of Pesach. The Yantif of Pesach is not significant only in and of itself, but rather when it concludes, when it culminates in Kabbalah Satorah. The Ramban does not write this, but very, very simply, when you look throughout Chumash, there is never a reference to a mitzvah of Simcha when it comes to Pesach. Even though we know that that's true, obviously. The Samach Bechagech is not limited to Sukkot and Shavuos. It applies on Pesach as well, a Din D'Orais of Simcha. But it is surprising that there's no pasuk you can point to that says, you know what, there's a mitzvah of Simcha when it comes to Pesach. Perhaps this indeed is part of the answer that Pesach in and of itself does not necessarily give rise to absolute Simcha. But you know what, when the Cheirus is taken and it's channeled, and it culminates in Kabbalah Satorah. You know what I will tell you? Retrospectively, that certainly is true. It's included in the mitzvah of Simcha, but it's not highlighted as a time of Simcha because the Simcha is not the Zman Chiruseinu. The Simcha is the Zman Matan Toraseinu. Indeed, that's true. There's a stunning Chiddush of Rabbi Nirucham, that very place in Heidalin. Rabbi Nirucham writes that, you know, we don't recite a Shechianu when it comes to Sfiras Omer. Why exactly is that true? The Balamor writes, the Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, they used to recite a Shachyanu on Sfiras Omer. But Bizman Hazeh, Sfiras Omer is only a Zeichel HaMikdash, You can recite a Shachyanu on a Mitzvah D'Araisa. You can recite a Shachyanu on Ner Chanukah Kriya Samigil on a Mitzvah D'Rabbanon. But a Mitzvah that should be D'Araisa, and unfortunately it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash, you're going to recite a Shechianu. A Shechianu means the Simcha Salev embracing the opportunity too. And therefore the Balamor writes, you know what Sfiras Omer is? A mitzvah sheish bo agmas nefesh. It's a difficult experience to count Sfira, which should be a mitzvah daraisa, and it's only a zecher lamikdash. That's fine. The Balamor writes, it's only a zecher lamikdash. And what if you assume Sfiras Omer bizman hazeh is indeed a din daraisa? Why is it that there is no bracha of Shechianu? You know, the Meiri and Rabbi Yerucham write that there is a Shechianu, there's coverage. Sfiras Omer is covered by the Shechianu of Yantiv. But if you look in the Meiri, Psachim Dav Zayin, you look in Rabbi Yerucham, Hey Dalid, they're talking about different Yamim Tovim. It's clear, it's good, the Meiri writes, it's covered by the Shechianu of Pesach. The Shechianu that recite on Pesach covers the Mitzvah Sayom. You don't recite a separate Shechianu on the Mitzvah Sayom of Chag HaMatzos. And as part of that, it covers Sfiras Omer. When you look at Rabbi Yerucham, it's Mefurish. It's not the Shechianu of Pesach. It's the Shechianu of Shavuos. The whole purpose of the Sfiras Omer is to bridge that gap, to be able to climax, to culminate in Kabbalah Satorah. And when you accomplish that, now the Shechianu of Shavuos is not only on the Kedusha Sayyom of Yantif, the Gemara Erevin and Afmem, but it's also the Shechianu of the Mitzvah of Sfiras Omer itself. And if that really is true, that holistically is the nature of the Yimei HaSfira, maybe one could envision, I understand, the Sheet of Halachos Gadolos, that, you know what, you have to bridge that gap. That means that every link is considered to be critical. That chain of Yimei HaSfira is only as strong as its weakest link. And you know what? If you miss, if you break in such a case, that is no longer true. That's what the Rush writes, is the Shita of the Bahag, when you miss, and that's the Sefer HaChinuch in Shin Vav. That's what the Prima Gadim writes. That's the nature of the Shita of Bahag itself. And no doubt that itself is considered to be a stunning Kiddush. You know, that would mean that one has to be so meticulous, not only about the Kimitz of Sfiras Omer, but imagine, a person counts and counts and counts and counts, and he misses a day. What exactly does that mean? According to Bahag, perhaps he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. Okay, and what about every day leading up every day leading up, you know what? I counted, I recited a bracha, and the bracha is a bracha levatala. The bracha is a bracha levatala because it didn't culminate. It didn't culminate in. That's what the Chida writes and Mor Abetzva absolutely is. You have to be so careful because you know what? You miss a day. Realize how negatively that affects every day that you counted with a bracha. You didn't intend to do so. Eino chinami b'shogeg, I understand. But he writes that's an example of a bracha levatala. And therefore the Chida admonishes, set up a good system to count, because there's a lot that's at stake. Not only the mitzvah of Svira, but the ripple effect of missing a single day. When you look in Mishnah Berurah in Taf Pei Tes, perhaps the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that way as well, but with a fascinating caveat. Mishnah Berurah discusses the following women in Svira Salmer. One could argue that, you know what, of course, women should count. There is a Ramban in Kedushin of the Sugya and Daf Lamed Aleph that lists examples of a mitzvah sesesha ein hazman grama that nashim are chayavas, and part of that list the Ramban writes Sfiras Omer. That's something which is stunning. Alumdus, why should that be the case? Why is that not time bound? But in our girs in the Ramban, that indeed is what we have, that women are obligated in Sfiras Omer. And the very first chuvas Rabbi Kveger writes that women are exempt from mitzvah sesesha zman grama. Rabbi Kveger writes in the Tshuva Siman Aleph and in Hashmatos that realize that when it comes to most of mitzvah sesesha zman grama, women have taken upon themselves to perform the mitzvah. And Rabbi Kveger uses the stunning term, shavu ole kechova, that you know what, that it's as though they've taken upon themselves as a chiyuv. Tkiya shofar, women are exempt. Netilas lulav, women are exempt, but women don't hear shofar. Women are not notel dalad minim. So in such a case, Rabbi Kveger writes, in the vast majority of cases, that certainly is true. Rabbi Kveger adds to the list, not for now, but stunning, Kiddush Anyantiv. Rabbi Kveger writes, women are exempt. It's a Gemar Mufureshes, Barachas Davchav, Shuvas Davchav. Nashim Chayavos Bekiddush Hayom, Rabbi Kveger, Shabbos, yes, but not Yantiv. But nonetheless, women hear Kiddush on Yantiv. That's something which is stunning, indeed, that should be the case. But Rabbi Kveger writes, that's true, generally speaking, when it comes to such mitzvahs, and even Magen Avraham writes, when it comes to Sfiras Omer, Shavu Alekechova. The Menachas Sinach in Shin Vav questions that phraseology. In what sense? Can you take a Dvar Rishus and say Shavu Alekechova? You know, I could say, even though technically I'm exempt, but there's a Kiyum of Eino Metzuviyose. Can you really go ahead and say, technically this is a Rishus, but you know what? Somehow, Shavu Alekechova. And that, the Menachas Chinuch writes, he doesn't think that that's true. What do you mean? Isn't that what you already find clearly in the Gaonim, clearly in the Rambam? Tfilas Arvis. The Gemara Brachos and Daf Chav Zayin. Is that a Chov? Is that a Rishus? From Glim Rav Yeshua, Mikra, then we pask in the Tefillah service is a Rishus, but Shavu Alekechova. And Chassina Christ the following. Of course there is true. You know why? Because it's a Machlokes Tanoim, Rav Yeshua and Gamliel. Rav Gamliel maintains that Tefillah service is a Chov. And you know what I could say? Gimli. That even though technically speaking we're going to pask him like Rav Yeshua, you know what? I will take upon myself the sheet of Rabban Gamliel that says it's a chova. That you could do. But to take something which is an absolute dvar reshus, not a machlokes, and go ahead and say that, you know what, but our minog is to go ahead and do so, and therefore, shavila kechova is elevated. Menachas Chinuch questions whether that's true, and here I would challenge, you know, let me have a list of marmakomos against the Menachas Chinuch, where you find in Rishonim and Achronim the concept of shavila kechova, even when something is considered to be an absolute reshus, not just simply b'makom plukta, the wolap for shita A as opposed to cases of shita B. But you know what? Mi'ikra hadin, we paskin, not like that. Kirsten Ramban, women are exempt from Sfiras Omer, but let them count. Einam et Tzviyose. And the shita Bali Atosus, Einam et Tzviyose is to recite a bracha. When women are no to lulav, they'll recite a bracha, and therefore, einachinami to do so. Mishnah Berurah writes the following. And he quotes this name of the Shulchan Shlomo that, you know what, maybe not here. Because there is a likelihood that a woman is going to miss a day, And since indeed that's true, look, we're obligated to count. Okay, so I'll count, we'll count with the bracha, and we're going to see to it that we'll do our best. But if you're not obligated, you know, every chumer is a kula. You're going to go ahead and recite a bracha, but you know what? You may miss a day. And therefore, women should not recite a bracha on Sfir Somer. In many, many different practices, in many circles, women absolutely, absolutely do. But the Mishnah Berura quotes the Shulchan Shlomo as well. Don't miss a day. Don't miss a day. Okay, don't miss a day. What exactly is the downside? The downside, the simple reading of the Mishnah Berura means, okay, what about every day that they counted? They missed day 20. Okay, what about from 1 to 19? All of a sudden, ooh, like the Chida, that, you know what, that means that was Levatala. So we have to take that chance. We'll take that risk. But without a Chiyuv, why indeed should you do so? I would just tell you the following. Take a look in the Shulchan Shlomo. The Shulchan Shlomo adds three words that the Mishnah Berura does not quote. The Shulchan Shlomo writes that, you know what, women should not go ahead and count with a bracha, because there is a likelihood that the woman is going to miss a day. And you ready for the three words? Ve'ein yodin hadin. Ve'ein yodin hadin. And they're not familiar with the halacha. They're not familiar with the halacha. What does that mean exactly? They miss a day. Ve'ein yodin hadin. Ve'ein yodin hadin. You know what that means, Pashur Shad? I would tell you the opposite. The opposite. A person doesn't light Ner Chanuk on day 3. You don't light on day 4. You don't make a bracha on day 4. You miss day 3. Fulfill the mitzvah on day 4 and recite a bracha. The women are not familiar with the halacha. The halacha. Or with the Tosus. In Menachas of Samach Vav, that if you miss a day, the Bahag says you no longer continue to count, and that means you no longer continue to count with a bracha. They're unaware of the halacha. What halacha? What halacha? That you're not allowed to forget counting. They're not aware of the halacha that once you miss, you no longer recite a bracha. You know what I would tell you? That's exactly the opposite. That the fear of the Shulchan Shlomo is they'll continue to make a bracha mikana lahaba. Well, what about the fact that they made 19 brachos up until night 20? You know what? Pashup Shah Shulchan Shlomo. Why is that a problem? Why is that a problem? They counted, and there was a mitzvah, and they recited a bracha, and Amos and Yosef can recite a bracha. I will tell you, when you look at the Shulchan Shlomo, quite the opposite, and that really is not the case against the Chida. The Chida that writes, when you miss a day, whoa, you know, all is lost. And therefore, somehow, you have to seek kapara for all the brachos that you recited unnecessarily? Maybe not. Maybe not. Why maybe not? After all, if the Bahag really writes that once you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count. So in such a case, doesn't that impact negatively on all the days that you counted with the bracha? Not necessarily. Why is it that the Bahag maintains that, you know, you have to count with ritzifos, and therefore if you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count? Is it so obvious? Is it so obvious? It's because holistically, it's all considered to be a single mitzvah. In fact, if you already look in the Tosus Rid, the Sefer Machria, the Prima Gadim writes this in Tav Peites on his own, but it's already found in the Rishonim. It's somewhat surprising, is it not, that the Sefer Somer is one Kiyam HaMitzvah from beginning to end? You recite a bracha each and every night, each and every night. Is it so obvious that you recite a bracha on Chelkei HaMitzvah? On Chelkei HaMitzvah? Is that something which is so obvious? If each and every day is an independent mitzvah, it warrants a bracha. If you're going to tell me, really, that's not true, it is one embracing mitzvah. Is it so obvious? That's already a kashya that is shown in the Tosfos Rid. How would the Bahag understand that there's a separate bracha each and every night when the mitzvah is only to go ahead and to count consecutively? When you look in the Chedushei Hagriz and the stencils, when you look at the Chedushei Hagrach, Al Hashas, in the old editions, in the Siman Gimel, the very beginning of the Chedushei Hagrach, the Reb Chaim points out the following. You know, a person recites a Birchas HaMitzvah, that certainly is true. But I'll ask you very simply the following. Bracha. Is that on Kiyum HaMitzvah? Kiyum HaMitzvah? Or perhaps one could suggest a bracha is on Maisa HaMitzvah. A bracha is on Maisa HaMitzvah. Reb Chaim writes as an example, you know what, that you have a bayis, you're chayv mezuzah, and I go ahead and I erect, I affix the mezuzah, You know what, that is not my Kiyum HaMitzvah. That is not my Kiyum HaMitzvah. But yet, the one who's kovei the mezuzah recites the bracha, and not the bala bayis, Why exactly is that true? Reb Chaim writes, don't you see that bracha is based on Maisa HaMitzvah? Bracha is not based on Kiyum HaMitzvah. A Kiyum HaMitzvah without a Ma'aseh HaMitzvah would not recite a bracha. And a Ma'aseh HaMitzvah, even if it's not your Kiyum HaMitzvah, that would indeed warrant a bracha. Just like Kovei Mezuzah, the Beiso Shel Chaveira. It's a fascinating deal. A Magen Avraham in Simen Yud Tes. The Magen Avraham writes the following. It's stunning. We don't paskin like this Magen Avraham, but it's a Magen Avraham in several places. Is it possible to recite a bracha on a Kiyum HaMitzvah? A bracha on a Kiyum HaMitzvah. A person goes out in his kona bayis, and guess what? The mezuzahs are ready in place. The mezuzahs are ready in place. When I go ahead and, you know, I acquire that bayis, guess what? I am mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. I'm mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. You know what Magen Avraham writes? Something stunning, stunning, stunning. You have to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha. What bracha are you going to make? What bracha? Mikvah mezuzah? You're not being kovei the mezuzah. You know what the Magen Avraham writes? Yeah, make a bracha. Lador babayi sheish b'mezuzah. That's the nisuch of the Magen Avraham. Now, there's a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah mezuzah, even though that there is no ma'isa mitzvah. When you're doing the ma'isa mitzvah, of course, the bracha is on the kiyum mezuzah. But fascinating, a bracha on a kiyum hamitzvah, a bracha on kiyum mitzvah. There's a stunning chuvas Rabbi Kiveger, Simentes. Rabbi Kiveger discusses the following. You know what? A person is away from his home. Away from his home. Is he really fulfilling the mitzvah of mezuzah when, you know what, the home is not being occupied? The home is not being occupied. After all, mezuzah, choves adar, psachim daf dalet. Now, is that really true? Let's assume, for example, that that's not the case, that you're not mitkayim the mitzvah when. And a fascinating deal. What exactly does that mean? You know, I'm away from my home for the day, for the week, for the month. How long does that separation have to be that I'm going to argue that, you know what, when I return, now it's considered to be the kiyum mezuzah. Rabbi Kiveger writes the following, the tshuva, something which is stunning, that if a person is away from his home and you know what, now he returns, he has to recite a bracha. Because now he's mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. And up until now, that was not the case. He was detached. He was detached. Wow. A stunning Shuvas Rabbi Kiveger. Like that Magen Avraham, the possibility of a bracha on the Kiyum HaMitzvah, even though that there's no independent Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. And then after Rabbi Kiveger signs the Shuv, he writes that, you know what? Now he sees the Birkei Yosef, where the Birkei Yosef writes, no, you need a Ma'aseh Mezuzah, a Ma'aseh HaMitzvah, Kviyas HaMezuzah, in order to recite that bracha. That's a fascinating deal. There's an Ugin Magen Avraham, Simen Reis Samachav. Maram discusses the following. The Shulchan Aruch writes, let's assume a mitzvah halakas and eros. Obviously, a woman has to bench lift before Shkia. And our minute she lights bench lift well before Shkia. Let's assume, for example, for whatever reason that was not done. And now it's Ben Hashmashos. She can light during Ben Hashmashos, Chas V'Sholom. Al Yedei Akum. After all, Amir L'Akum is Shavuos, Ben Hashmashos, L'Tzorach Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, and it's Ben HaShmashos, and it's Ayyadei Akum. So therefore, yes, the halakha will be done. Ayyadei Akum. You know what Magen Avraham writes? She makes a bracha. No Ma'isa mitzvah whatsoever. But that's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. And in such a case, a bracha indeed can be recited. The Magen Avraham even discussed in Nuchas Pesach and Taf Lamed Beis that if someone is being bodek, my home for chametz, is it so obvious that the bodek, who is not fulfilling the mitzvah, is the one who is reciting the bracha? But can the balabayis recite a bracha when he's not engaged in the biur, the bedikas chametz? All of these issues, again, that a bracha, ma'isa mitzvah, kiyum mitzvah, Reb Chaim assumed as the Rapasha, that ma'isa mitzvah, that is necessary, absolutely critical. And if that really is true, here one could suggest, Skrav writes and so on, Slavetchik maintained, even if the Bahag would argue, seamless, that's true in terms of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But in terms of Ma'aseh HaMitzvah, each and every night is an independent Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. Isn't that clear? And therefore, even the Bahag would admit that that's enough to recite a bracha. You mean every night that I count Sfirah, it's only a Hekshar Mitzvah? It's only a Hekshar Mitzvah? You know what Hekshar Mitzvah means, step one and step two? Hekshar Mitzvah means that step two is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Yeshiva B'Sukkah, and the Asiyas HaSukkah That's considered to be the Hechsher. But if you don't have step two, then what you have is a Hechsher mitzvah. Hechsher mitzvah toward what? A Hechsher mitzvah presumes that, you know, there's step one and step two, and I can argue as follows. You know, step one, is that a mitzvah, or is that considered to be a Hechsher? A Hechsher mitzvah. Asiyas HaSukkah. Oh, Asiyas HaTzitzis. No, Milim Taseh. What is Asiyas HaTzitzis? The mitzvah is the mitzvah Slavisha. What about the step before? The Asiyas HaChefza. Ksivas HaMezuzah. Ksivas HaMezuzah. You know what? Ahechshah. Hachanas HaChefzah. The Netziv writes his beautiful Chiddush, Shiltas Kuf Samachtes. You know what all the cases I mentioned have in common? Hechshah mitzvah, Hechshah mitzvah. But it's a Hechshah mitzvah HaKasuv V'Torah. HaKasuv V'Torah. A Hechshah mitzvah that the Torah ordains. The Torah says, Gedilim Taseh. The Torah says, Voslem Tzitzis. The Torah says, Uchsavtam. The Torah says, when it comes to Sukkah, Kalka Sukkos Taseh, Taseh, Asiyas HaSukkah, Taseh Anosoi. And then it separates, you should realize, there are different types of stages. There is a Maisa Mitzvah, there is a Hechsher Mitzvah, and Hechsher Mitzvah can break down into two categories. One where simply it's necessary because otherwise you're ill-equipped. Now, if you don't somehow see to it that you have a shofar and everything that's necessary, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Yom Tshuva Lachem. But there's no mitzvah of Asiyas HaShofar. But there is a mitzvah of Asiyas HaSukkah. Because the Torah ordains. That's something which is stunning. So I'll ask you the following. When it comes to Sfiras Omer, good, you'll argue that in terms of Kiyum HaMitzvah, you know what the Kiyum HaMitzvah is? The mitzvah b'shlemusa. You mean counting is only a Hechsher mitzvah? Counting is only a Hechsher mitzvah. Step one, step two. And what then would the Maisa mitzvah be? Isn't it clear that the Maisa mitzvah is the Sfir b'chol yom? And if one is going to argue that Maisa mitzvah is sufficient to recite a bracha, one could argue, Enochinami. So if you're dealing with a case where, you know what, the Maisa mitzvah is vavasachas, you're not going to recite a separate bracha on lulav and on esrog and hadasim and aravos, but if you have a distinct Maisa mitzvah, lo zmano shel zeh, zmano shel zeh, the chiddush of the Bahad, that indeed could warrant a bracha. Rav Slavichuk went a step further and argued that maybe this is not the case at all. The sheet of the Bahag is not that. There is a single mitzvah to bridge the gap between Pesach and Shavuos. And therefore, in terms of the kiyum, every day is only chelek mechelki ha-mitzvah. Admittedly, there is a separate maisa mitzvah. But maybe one could argue that, what do you mean? Each day has an independence. Each day is not only a separate maisa mitzvah. Each day is a separate kiyum ha-mitzvah as well. A separate kiyum mitzvah as well. And if that really is true, that why is it that if you miss a day, you no longer continue to count? Not because that every day that you count is without purpose, and levatala, and all of a sudden now the question of bracha, but maybe one could argue as follows. It follows very simple, very simple. The Bach sheet is this. The Torah insists on tmimos. You know what tmimos means? Counting has to be sequential. Counting has to follow an order. It has to be consecutive. It has to be sequential. You know, imagine a person is counting and all of a sudden he misses a number and he continues to count. You know what the answer is? The number that you missed throws things off. You skip something. Tmimos means that counting by essence, by definition, the minion of Sfira has to be that which is sequential. And therefore, you know what? If you didn't count 23, how can you continue now and count 4? There was a davar hamafsik. Does it mean that everything that was counted is for naught, is levat? Not necessarily. The days that were counted maintain its integrity, not only in terms of maisa mitzvah, even in terms of kiyama mitzvah, but tmimos presents a problem, not b'mafreya. It presents a problem ikan alahaba. And therefore, even if a person knows, whatever the mitzvah is, you're going to miss a day of Sfira, one would not argue, so don't begin counting with a bracha. That's a tshuva in the Shulchan Shlomo. A person knows he's having a procedure, an operation, whatever it is, maybe a dateline issue, you're going to be missing a day. Would I really say, you know, don't begin counting with a bracha? And no. Every day has its own integrity in terms of, not maisa mitzvah, kiyum mitzvah. But that does not mean that if you miss a day, that it's without consequence. But the effect is that which is mikan lahaba. And with this, the Ran recites Yisesh to the following Kiddush. Tosos quotes another Diyun, a machlokes in the Balei Tosos and Halachos Gedolos. If a person doesn't count by Laila, you're supposed to count by Laila. But if a person doesn't count by Laila, can you count by Yom? Can you count by Yom? So guess what? Tosos says no, and the Bahag says yes. And the Bahag says yes. So the Bahag has two chidushim. One chidush of the Bahag is that if you don't count at night, count during the day. The other chidush of the Bahag is that if you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count. Let me ask you something very simple. Is there any connection? Is there any connection at all, between those two dinim? And what exactly is the chidush of the Bahag that if you don't count at night, you can count during the day? And Tosus disagrees and says, absolutely, absolutely not true. Also, Poshub Shad, it seems to machlokis as follows, that, you know, there's a mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. The Gemara says, ideally, you should count at night because of Tmimos Tiyana. If a person didn't count at the beginning of the night, you tell him, don't make a brach at 10 o'clock. No, you would say, you know what, it's true, there's something lacking in Tmimos, but that's not Liguva. Maybe one could suggest that's even true when it comes to a Sfira Bayom. A Sfira Bayom is the full Kiyum Mitzvah of Sfira, and therefore, ideally, the entire unit should be Safur. But you didn't count at night, so count during the day. So the Bahag says, yes, count during the day. Mishlo Safra Bala Yisfar Biyom. And Tosus disagrees and says, that's not true. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following. Take a look at the Tosus, Megillah Daf Chaf Mabez. There Tosus presents the Shita of Halachos Gadolos, that you know what, if you don't count at night, count during the day. And Tosus is Mefurish. You know what the Shita of Halachos Gadolos is? Count during the day, b'li bracha. Count during the day, b'li bracha. Wow. That sounds shocking. The Bahag holds count during the day, b'li bracha. You know what I would tell you? I would tell you, tough pay test. That's what we hold lahalacha. We hold lahalacha. Because look, the Bahag says you should count during the day. Tosa says, you can't count during the day. So how would you be machriya? You know what I would tell you? Even though it's a safek, a machloka, Tosa's in the Bahag, so if you didn't count at night, count during the day, but don't recite a bracha, b'safek brachos lahakel. So therefore, if Tosa says no, don't go out on a limb and recite the bracha. In other words, the Bahag would say count with a bracha, Tosa don't count at all, and as a pshor lalach, we're going to argue, safek bracha. We count bayom, b'li bracha. Count b'yom bracha. And let me go a step further now. And let's assume, for example, a person didn't count at night, and he counted during the day. Can I count the next night with a bracha? Oh, you know what I'll tell you? Oh, now a sveik sveika. You know what? Whoa. I should be able to count with a bracha tonight for two very good reasons. Number one, maybe the Sfira Bayom is a kima mitzvah. Great. Number two, even if I missed entirely, the Bahag says I can count. So therefore, that's the classic presentation of tough pay text. But you know what? That if you didn't count at night, count during the day without a bracha. But pick up counting the next night with a bracha, because counting during the day is a single suffix of suffix brachas lahakel. Mashen came when it comes to counting tonight where it's a sveik sveika. Not the theme for right now, that this requires the more lengthy shiur, because what is the halacha of reciting a bracha on a sveik sveika? Is that so obvious? That you recite a bracha on a sveik sveika? Is that even so obvious? Is that so obvious? Safek bracha sako only applies to one safek? It doesn't apply to two sfekos? Is that really true? Yeah, you're going to tell me, tough pay test. You count during the day, then I count with a bracha? Or for example, a person who's not sure whether he counted. A real safek, not sure whether you're counting. You know what I'll tell you? Oh, you know what? So that itself is a sveko. Maybe a suffix, maybe you did count, and a suffix, even if you didn't count, Tosa says, is that so obvious? A sveik sveika allows you to recite a bracha. You know what I'll tell you? That's a huge machlokas. Mishabura weighs on in this in five different places. Wisteris. What exactly is the psak of a bracha on a sveik sveika? What is the psak when it comes to a sveik sveika? Not so simple at all. Well, you'll tell me, tough peites. You have a sveik sveika and sfira somer, you recite a bracha. I'll tell you, the Mishabura writes, for example, this. Let's assume a person is eating something which is a birya. It's an entire unit, but it's a safek kazayis. Do you make a Birchas Hanenin? Do you make a Birchas Hanenin? Well, of course, yes. Do you make a Bracha Achrona? Do you make a Bracha Achrona? I'll tell you, following Mamash Sveikzeika, no? After all, maybe there's a Bracha Achrona on a Birya, and a complete unit. And even if it's not true, but it's a Safek Kazai, you know what Mishnah Berurah writes? On a Birya, Safek Kazai is don't recite a Bracha Achrona. No? Sveikzeika? Good Sveikzeika, but who says there's no halach of Safek Brachos Lahakel? Yeah, but how else do you understand this concept of the Bahag? So Savetchik pointed out, forget about Sveik Sveika. Forget about the Sveik Sveika. This is not Sveik Sveika. This is Mamish the Bahag Lashitase with a fascinating twist. The Bahag maintains that if you miss a day, you can no longer continue to come. Okay. Why exactly is that true? Not because it is one holistic mitzvah and everything was levatala. It's because the Bahag maintains the following, that if you miss a day, there's a gap. And somehow, how do you overcome that hurdle? How do you overcome that hurdle? When you're counting, you can't go from 24 to 26. Up until 24, we're good. But if you miss 25, you can't just pick up. Because sphere by definition, by essence, minyan, tmimos, has to be ordered. It has to be sequential. It has to be continuous. Isn't that clear? Okay. Everything you counted was fine. An independent mitzvah. But you can't proceed. Let me ask you the following question. A person missed at night, he counts during the day. Counting during the day, is that the mitzvah of Sefiras Omer? Tmimos. Let's assume not. Mufurish in Gemara, Samachav. Tmimos means you have to count alayla. But let me ask you the following. A person counts during the day. And a person acknowledges, now, today, during the day, today is day 25. Could a person suggest the following Kiddush, that a Sfira Bayom, although it's not the Kiyum Mitzvah, the Kiyum Mitzvah requires Tmimos Tiena, and it's not the Maisa Mitzvah of Sfira, but, you know what I'm going to tell you? Maybe that's enough to bridge the gap. I'm not jumping from 24 to 26. I'm acknowledging right now that, you know what? Today is day 25. Is it so obvious that you need the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer for the preservation of the name? That, Rav Soloveitchik maintained, was the shita of Halachos Gedolos. In order to preserve the minyan of Sfira, as long as the Yom is Sofer, that's sufficient. And the Chiddush of the Bahag is you don't need for that the Sfira Balayla, but even a Sfira Bayom. And you know what that would mean? Exactly what Tosfos writes in Megillah and Daf Chaf. That you know what? When you count Bayom according to the Bahag, you don't recite a bracha. Nothing to do with Safek. You don't recite a bracha. Because that Sfira is not the mitzvah of Sfira. That Sfira is simply the preservation, the Ritzifus, the sequence of the minyan. And that will allow you to continue to count tonight with a bracha. And that's why the Halag writes that Lo Safra Balayla, Yisper Bayom, Ve'eno Mavarech. Ve'eno, not Mishum Safek. Einam Mavarech B'Taras Vaday. And I'll tell you the further Kiddush. And when I count the next night with the bracha, it has nothing at all to do with Sveik Sveika. Nothing to do with Sveik Sveika. That is the Iker Hadin. I have absolutely preserved the minyan. And tonight's bracha is B'Taras Vaday. Tonight's bracha is not B'Taras Safek. See if you'll tell me, you know what, typically speaking, we don't make a bracha and a Sveik Sveika like a Birya, Safek Kazayis. Maybe yes, but this is not. Not the Sveik Sveika at all. That's a stunning Kiddush. And I'll tell you, the Shibule Aleket quotes, the Shita Rav Haigon. This is also a girsa in the old editions of Sefer Achina Chemitzvah Shinvav, where Rav Haigon goes even a step further. I counted up to 24. Good. I missed 25. It's already the night of 26. It's the night of 26. All is lost. Rav Haigon writes something which is stunning. All is not lost. Make a bracha on Sfiras Omer, and you know what to say? Incredible. That's Mefurash Rav Haigon. Es Mol Haya. Yesterday is 25, and tonight is 26. That's Rav Haigon. That's pretty stunning. But Es Mol Haya. Yesterday was 25. That's yesterday's mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. No, you're not mekayim yesterday's mitzvah by saying yesterday was. What does that accomplish? You know, Poshe Pshar Rav Haigon, it accomplishes Ritzifus. It accomplishes continuity. It accomplishes the tmimos. I'm not jumping from 24 to 26. That's stunning. We don't pass on Rav Haigon. But I will tell you, in Lundus, we agree to Rav Haigon that you don't need the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer in order to preserve the minyan. What do you need? Rav Haigon writes, you just an acknowledgement in Azkara, even the next night. You know what I would say we need? No. The day has to be suffered. The day has to be suffered. So the Bahag is Moda B'mitzas. No. That's good for Sfira Bayom, but not true when it comes to a Sfira Balayla. There's a Shita of Sadyagam, where you miss a day, continue to count, but not true when it comes to day one. The guy missed day one. That you cannot do. Ramesh pointed out, that's not just a simple Shita. But the lumdus of that Shita apparently is preservation of minyan. And maybe one could preserve a minyan, but there must be a minyan. There must be a minyan if you did not begin on day one. So therefore, maybe the Chiddush, Sadyagon writes, that's lost. With this in mind, Rav Slavichik pointed out that this can be applied to so many other cases. You know, let's see, Pesach Frank is a tshuva. What about the classic case? No, like every bar mitzvah drasha. No, during the, you know, What do I do? You know, I wasn't a Bar Chiyuva until now. Now in the middle of Sfira, I am a Bar Chiyuva. All three shitas are found in Tav Pei Tes. All possibilities are found. No? One extreme, it's irrelevant what you did up until now. You become a Bar Chiyuva on day 26, you start counting now with a bracha. You were deficient, you weren't a Bar Chiyuva. The other extreme, you may not continue to count at all because you were not chayiv. You were not chayiv up until the time of bar mitzvah. Even if you counted, that is insufficient. That is insufficient. Your counting is a katan, is missing a day. Is missing a day. And what we normally assume is the classic psak, you know, the Berki Yosef and Chaschinach. No. And that's, as long as you counted the katnuso, you can continue to count with the bracha now after the mitzvah. Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? Maybe one could argue that has something to do with Sfira and Chinuch. In other words, you counted. Yeah, you counted as a katan. A katan's nothing. A katan's nothing. What do you mean a katan's nothing? Tosa says, the Rambam, Mefurish, now, that a katan is a bar chiyuva. A katan is a bar chiyuva. A katan is chayiv mitzvos, drabanan. Chayiv mitzvos, drabanan. And Sfira, we pointed out, Rov Rishonim Mesum is only a din drabanan as well. So you have a mitzvah drabanan, and a katan is a bar chiyuva drabanan. Who says anything was missed? He counted the katnuso. He counted the katnuso. He's not a bar chiyuva. Who says he's not a bar chiyuva? Yeah, come on, bracha stav chav, that a bar chiyuva derabanan can't be motzi, a bar chiyuva daraisa. Okay, in a mitzvah daraisa. In a mitzvah daraisa. You know what the Gemara says? Mefurish in Gemara, ben mevarech laviv. If a child and an adult have to bench, and we're talking about a case where the adult did not eat kedei svia, only ate a kazayis, he's only a chayv benching drabanan, so a katan can be motziyim. A katan can be motziyim. Well, a katan is a bar chiyuv on a level of drabanan. Oh, so maybe that's good. Rav Slavichik pointed out, regardless of whether svia is daraisa drabanan, regardless of whether Rashi and Tosus, whether a katan is a bar chiyuv or not a bar chiyuv, regardless. But the sphere of the katan perhaps is sufficient to maintain the minyan, to maintain the sequence. Once you have this chiddush of Bahag, but you don't need the mitzvah of sphere somer, baharaya, a sphere of bayom. In such a case, can't that be said of a sphere of a katan? A katan as well. It's meaningless. He's just jumping in at 26. Or do we argue that, what do you mean? You counted the katnus, so there's a minyan. And therefore, there's a flow. There's a flow of tmimus tiyana. And that's the tshuva, the note of Yehuda, when it comes to Rachman Litzlan to an onen. Imagine, for example, a person, Rachman Litzlan becomes an onen, and an onen is not allowed to perform a mitzvah. Not allowed to perform this. No? So what does he do when it comes to Sfira? You know? So, okay, if the kfur is immediate, okay, maybe he could salvage. Let's assume there's a gap. A gap, you're not going to be able to continue to count. And a gap, how does that affect all the days that you counted? You counted with a bracha. Oh, so the Note Debut writes the following. Let him count without a bracha. Let him count now. What does that mean? Count now during aninus without a bracha. Count aninus without a bracha. Well, what does that accomplish? What does that accomplish exactly? And that's not a violation of. Or Slavichik explained the following. The onin can straddle the fence, by counting without the mitzvah of Svira, let's say a Svira Bayom, which would preserve the minion of Svira, to allow you to pick up and count Lachar HaKfura, even though it would not be a violation of a Ki Mitzvah, Al Yedei HaOnen, but because of this notion that, you know what, one can preserve the minion of Svira without, that's the Chiddush that Ratzipa Yisrael Frank writes as well in the Hartzvi. The possibility of an owning, preserving the minion to allow for that counting. A person is in a makom matunaf, he's not able to fulfill the mitzvah of Svira Saomer. Can I possibly go ahead and count with the preservation of the minion to allow me at least to pick up and not to lose the coming days? Let's assume we would paskin that mitzvah srichos kavana. A person did not have kavana for Svira Saomer. Could one argue, good, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Svira Saomer. But a sphere without kavana, could that be sufficient at least to preserve the minion? The Yobach Finkel suggested a fascinating nafkamina. The Magen Avraham already discusses at the beginning of Tapei Tes whether Shomea Ka'ona works when it comes to spheres only. Let's assume we're out of time. Let's assume the answer is yes. Shomea Ka'ona works. We usually are machmer that, you know what, you can rely on someone else for the bracha, but I would suggest the sphere should be done by yourself, not al yedei shomei akona, because the pasuk says usfartem lachem, and the gemara is dorish menacha samachem adbeis sphere lachalechem v'yachad. Everyone should count. Let's assume that shomei akona works. Okay. Works when it comes to other mitzvahs. It works here as well. Would Svira Saomer, Shomea Kona work? Okay. What about when it comes to a Svira Bayom? We're talking not about counting during the night, we're counting during the day. Okay. You know what? Last night, for whatever reason, you know, I didn't count myself. I relied on someone else's counting. I had Kavanah to be Yotze, the Rambam, Menachos Brachos, Halach Yiramach. Okay. All of a sudden, I'm doing the same thing today, a Svira Bayom. Could I argue as follows? You know, Shomea Ka'ona, a lengthy sugya, Brachas Kefalot, Sekulam Ches, you know, that's halacha when it comes to a mitzvah. The Torah says that there's a hagdara of Shomea Ka'ona. I can be yotzei a mitzvah, al yedei acherim. I can be yotzei a mitzvah. How does that work? You know what I'll talk? How does it work? We kind of talked about this, no? That's a ritvin of those brachos. Ritvan Rashan Dav Chavtes, Arvus. There's a concept of Arvus when it comes to a mitzvah that allows me to be able to go ahead and recite or perform mitzvah on your behalf. Let's assume you have a case of a Svira Bayom. If one would argue a Svira Bayom, Mamish is a full-blown mitzvah, the Ba'ag. You know what I'll tell you? There's no difference between a Svira Balai and a Svira Bayom. Shemei HaKonu, let's assume, does work. But if you're telling me this is not a mitzvah, this is just the preservation of the sequence of, is there a halach of Shomea Kona for the preservation of sequence? No, because Shomea Kona is based on Arvus. Arvus is a hagdara when it comes to mitzvahs. So an unusual flip. Now, I would tell you, maybe it works when it comes to Svira Balayla, but not when it comes to Svira Bayom, because the Svira Bayom is not a mitzvah. There's no Arvus for the Svira Bayom. And who says you can be Yotzei Rechavaso al Yedei Acherim? A chumra that the Svira Bayom requires you to say yourself, even though the Magen Avraham writes, it's very possible Shomea Ka'ona would work when it comes to a Svira which is Balayla. The list no doubt could go on, but it's a very, very fascinating biur of the Shita of Halachas Gadolos, and a very, very important Mr. Haska, as we discussed, the Simcha of Cheirus. The Simcha of Cheirus is Ein Lecha Ben Charon Elami Shosek Patov. It means the culmination of, and the Yemei HaSvira being intense days of Achana for Kabbalah Satorah, because you cannot just simply become off guard when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah. It requires investment, it requires Amelus, it requires Hachana, and therefore the Torah gives us the privilege of the Yemei HaSvira.